All right, no further questions. We will move on to the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee. Ray Cepeda. Ray?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A meeting of the ABFF Committee was held at 1 p.m. on Monday, August 29th, 2016. Members of the committee present were myself, the chairman, trustees Montgomery, McMillan, treasurer McKeever, student trustees Schumach and Hoffman were also present. After approval of the July 11, 2016 committee meetings, the following draft board items, board items and presentations were made. Mr. Michael Bass, Associate Vice President and Deputy Controller, introduced Ms. Horea Chiplunsky, the Project Manager for U.S. Services, Inc., who made a presentation, design presentation, for the Talbot Laboratory, Educational Laboratory Upgrade at Urbana. Mr. Bass then presented three draft capital items for committee consideration. Assistant Vice President Dwayne Elmore presented three purchase and two renewal recommendations for the for committee consideration. I will note that there was, in particular, with item number two, there was a good amount of conversation regarding some online degree program software that Mr. Elmore gave us some very good explanations about, and I really left us pretty excited about it, so that was very nice. Vice President Walter Knorr presented a draft item, Academic and Administrative Appointments for Contract Year 2016-2017. Assistant Vice President for Treasury Operations, Bob Plankenhorn, presented a draft item, Certificates for of Presentation Refunding Series 2016. Mr. Bass presented a draft item, Appointment of Authorized Representative for the University of Illinois Liaison Office in the New Delhi, India. Associate Vice President for Treasury, Dr. Peter Newman, presented an endowment investment performance through June 30th, 2016. Ms. Julie Zimaitis, Executive Director of University Audits, presented the fiscal 2016 fourth quarter and annual internal audit report. Also, Mr. Vice President Walter Nord updated the committee on the status of the state budget, including the university's fiscal year end 16 and fiscal year end 2017 appropriations, and reported on expected ratings actions by Moody's Investor Services and Standard & Poor's in connection with the upcoming certifications, certificates of participation and financing. In addition, he informed the committee of changes in the rate of return assumptions, changes being made by certain state pension funds and the related possible increase in pension costs to the state. The meeting adjourned at 2:18 p.m. Again, seven board items for consideration today are recommended to the full board. They are item 14, appoint authorized representative of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois for the University of Illinois Liaison Office in New Delhi, India. Item 15, academic administrative appointments for contract year 2016-17. Item 16, certificates of participation refunding series 2016. Item 17, design for upgrade and expansion Education Laboratory Talbot Laboratory in Urbana. Item 18, award construction contract for gas boiler replacement, Phase 2, Abbott Power Plant in Urbana. Item 19, increased project budget and award construction contract, restroom renovation, Phase 2, Pennsylvania Avenue Residence Halls in Urbana. And lastly, item 20, purchase recommendations, which I'd previously noted. The next meeting for the committee is set for Monday, October 31st, 2016, at 1 p.m.
Halloween.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
I'll be dressed up.
Any questions for Ray on his committee report? All right.
Thinking about going as a banker.
Thank
just
you.
Just a thought.